watch her, Grace. She's terrified.
Oh, my God, this is ghastly. Get out of it, quickly.
This is Isabella and Judy in those boxes at the end.
Yes, all right, but you get out, Grace. Go on, get out.
Look, can you take the pony?
Yes, I'll try. Now, come on, steady, Judy, steady. It's all right, old girl.
Oh, part of the ceiling fallen. It started the straw in the boxes near the door. We'll have a hell of a job getting the horses past.
Well, drive them. Come on, get up. Go on, stupid, move.
Bill!
Stand clear, Grace. We're coming out in a rush.
Come on, Judy.
Sling your coat over her head. Now, come on.
All out now.
Yes, take these two. Okay, I've got Judy.
I've got the other.
It's an inferno in there. This must be as dry as a tinder. Come on, get well away.
Midnight! Midnight!
Woo! Oh, my gosh, we're lucky to get him out.
Yes, certainly were.
What's up?
Midnight couldn't have been tighter. Look, she's going back into the stable.
What?
No, Grace! No, don't do it!
She's going in after midnight. Grace!
Grace! Grace, come back! The roof's collapsing! For God's sake, Grace, come back!
Phil! Phil, you fool!
Let me go! Grace is in there! Let me go, blasted!
This is the programme file for The Archers in 1955. And here we have evidence of the BBC plotting to do down the opening of ITV. They had already decided that the young Phil Archer, who's still a major character, of course, was going to get married, and only a few months later, his wife was going to die in some kind of tragic accident. His wife was Grace. And we have the memo, which obviously proves that the BBC decided to put two things together and kill off Grace Archer as a kind of spoiler on the opening night of ITV. This is a memo from H. Rooney Pelletier, who was the controller of the network on which the Archers went out. And it's marked strictly confidential. The more I think about it, the more I believe that a death of a violent kind in the Archers, timed, if possible, to diminish interest in the opening of commercial television in London, is a good idea. It's one that I will almost certainly have to refer for policy guidance to higher quarters.